Kesem and Aleph, Amar Rav Huna. It's about 8 lines down. First word in line, Amar Rav Huna. Amar Rav Shisar Rabim, Gavaya Sora, Barachav Arba'ah. He has an Amar which is meets the criteria of being Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's 10 Tvachim high, it's 4x4. In the top of this Amud, he put a spike. So the spike takes away a certain amount of area on the top of the Amud that you can't use. So it's sheer. If it's exactly 4x4, it's no longer 4x4, and if it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid anymore. That's what Rabbi Abba said. That's what Rav Huna said. Amar Rabbi Abba will be Gvoya Shleisha. It's only true if this Yosef is 3 Tvachim high. If it's less than 3 Tvachim, it's like any surface. Some is higher and some is lower. So it's considered gavoa. It's considered lavud, and therefore the fact that it's higher and lower is irrelevant. My time. There's nothing you can do with that spot. So you've lost an area of your 4x4, which is not available for hishtamshes. My time, after the taya beimidi, you could hang something there, so you have a usage for it. It doesn't have to be that the four tochim all have a singular usage, and then this yoseh is getting in the way. Each spot can have its own independent usage, and that you have. Amalei Rav Acha prayed the Rav of the Rav Ashi. Malo'o kuloi bi yisedus mahu. Since if you have one yosed there, so you can say that yosed there to hang something on. If the whole top of the thing is yisedus, there's no room to hang anything there, there's nothing you can do there. So what happens in that scenario? He's going to give a long answer. Reading it inside is not so long. Explaining it takes longer. But the point he's going to give is that it's still usable because you could, now that it's full of Yesedis, you could put a board down on top of all the Yesedis and do something. So it's usable. So where does he see that idea that it's called Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Because there's Yishtamshes. Yishtamshes being that you can put something on top to make it flat and then use that and work on top of that. Where do you see that? Didn't you hear Hodam Rabbi Yochanan? That's Rabbi Yochanan said. Bor v'chul yosem itstar of lasoru. When they dig out a bore, so the dirt which they would take out of the dig, when they're digging, they would arrange around the hole to create a rim around the hole. That's Bor v'chul yosem. So you measure the height of the 10 tefachim from the bottom of the bore to the top of the rim. So mitzarf lasora, but you also say that the measure of the 4x4 is a combination of the bor and the chulya and the bor. So the chulya has actual width to it. It's a half a tefach wide all around, and then you have air. So where's your 4x4? If the bor and the chulya are mitzarf to create the shear, what's it being mitzaref to? Ramai holam mishtamish le. There it means what you're telling me is inside of the boar, it's not 4x4. Because then it's a shasiyach in its own. But even if inside the boar, it's not 4x4, it's only 4x4 together with the chulya and the that together. So where's your area, which is 4x4? If it's 4x4 inside, so it means deep in the bottom of the pit, it's an area which is 4x4, and it has walls around them which are 10 tefachim high. That's a valid b'shusayach. Pshtei. Inside the pit, it's 3x3, and you're asking that the width of the wall on top should count. So that wall on the top, what exactly does it have, which makes it an area 4x4? It's an area of a tefen by tefen with a hole in the middle. So how does that work? B'may holo mishtamish, you can't use it on top. Elo ma'isel cholomer, what do you have to say? The monach midiyu mishtamish. The answer is you could put a board on top with one sitting on the two sides of the rib, or four sides of the rib around the board. And we mishtamish on top of that board. And that's called a valid way to make something which is a yachid. So chenami, in the case of Melo, Kuli Yisedis, the monach midi umishtamish. You can put something on top and use that. Okay, let's see Rashi. Omen gavoya asara b'rishus harabim b'roch of dalet. It's a b'rishus yachid. That omen is a b'rishus yachid. It's 4x4 and it's 10 tefachim high. This person would transfer something to it from the Shesarabim or vice versa would be Chayim. But now the person would take a spike and bang it in. The rock with me arbo, it's no longer 4 tefachim wide. Yosid is a kabilia balaza, is a nail or a spike. Came along. Rabbi Rava says it's only begoya hayosid shloisha. Aber meno begoya shloisha. Kigaga the omen choshe v'loim b'mayit. So the part of the idea of lesson three is we consider it with, like the same thing we have by Ara Smichta. If there's some part of the ground is higher, some of it's lower, it doesn't bother us as long as within three tefachim. Because that's the nature of the nature. That's not. It's never perfectly flat.
How doesn't Gaga mean roof?
The top of the omen is like it's God.
Okay.
It's using.
Okay. Gaga the omen. Okay. Yeah.
So it's not just three. It's considered part of the. It's still considered part of the. So Abaya and Rabbi say even less than three. Rav Ashi says even more than three. If it's all about meeting, keeping the chos of this tashmish day, the amud it's some way to it's some way can function as part of the different things you can do with the amud. You need chosher of a it's part of the amud. So it's not a mayit. So he asked him, "Malo kulabi yisaidus?" But he talked to Marta. Chad tashmish day who. Well, if it has one, it's considered that it has what to do with it. So you said it's two b'may me and Rina keeping the mishtamish b'hai. Then you can't be mishtamish with this. You say this. So b'hai roichiv, this area where the sedis are placed. So lav rechav, that's not considered part of the area which is necessary to define the Rishus HaYachid. He said, well, you have an Eitzah. Bor v'chul Yosef. Tarka Hashem tells me, Chavir HaSabor, v'kifoy boi pia bor savim. So he made a rim around the hole. Mitzarev is lahashti masora lo'aymik ha-bor. They combined together to create the depth of 10 l'shavuyah Rishus HaYachid. was the name the halal habor v'oyve hekif achloyim mitzdar from lahashim arba'o the rochboy. So the same thing is true when it comes to the width. It has to be four tefachim, so that the thickness of the rim plus the hole are mitzdar together to create the four. The chayiv hanoitel mi'al gab achloyim klum. So therefore, if somebody would now take something off the top of the rim, he'd be chayiv. But v'esanosin al gabot, and somebody would put something on top of the rim, he'd be chayiv. Now mazurik, like it says in the parak mazurik, chuyis habor v'haselo shen gavoyan asura b'rechovin arba'o. And little mehen when listen al gabon is chayiv. The Mishnah says the person is chayiv in that situation. He yalla for Rebbechelin tamei. So Rebbechelin actually took his idea out of the statement of the Mishnah. Damer my ear the tani chliyus habor basela. Listening habor basela. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? The chliyus habor. Just say sell bor, the bor which is a pit which is 10 tefachim deep and it's 4x4 inside. Is chayiv. Aloha kamash melon the habor b'chuliyosim mitzdar from the sora, that the bor and the chuliy can combine to the sora. Kehechad the mshiminu minay legayvo shminu mino nami the mitzdar from the pusya comes to the thickness. Loketani bereichven arba, the same diuk that the bereichven has in the Mishnah, that it says bor b'chuliyosim for a reason. It doesn't say just a bor. If it said bor v'chuliyasa, tell me that the chuliyah is mitzdarif. The same way that diyuk is relevant to it, when it says the height of 10, it's also relevant. And so what's it telling me? Tell me that they're mitzdarif together. It's also the same question is true, the gabi, the width. It says the width is 4. And why, I wonder, what's it telling me? And the answer is, that's telling me that they're mitzdarif. So why don't you just quote the Mishnah? The answer is the Mishnah, it's not explicit. In Rebbechon, it's explicit. So, but now let's understand that then. My Habi Gaga, the Chuyah Rishos Yachu, why is Rishos Yachu, the Holy Kazu, Arba'o Didei, the Tashmishte, can't be Mitzarev with 4 tefachim of area over here. And the Achalal, Shuh Mehen, because there's a hole, which is part of the 4 tefachim. Amaisa Cholamemer, the Monach Midi, Gain Daf, Evan, Alpia, you put a board or a piece of stone across the opening. And you are mishtamish on top of that, and that's enough to make a rishus hayach. So chenami, niyach daf arbo shteach beged al yisedus mishtamish alo benachas. You put a board across, or you put a beged and use it gently. Put something on top of it gently, and that'll work. I lack this padding. Okay. Sotah Gemara. Amar Rabbi Huda, Amar Shmuel. Kaisel Asara. So you need a sulam, but you also need a sulam, you should be able to stand on the sulam. Well, put a sulam vertically up and down, you're going to fall, the sulam is going to fall backwards with the person on top of it. So you have to put it at an angle. So, kashal asar tzarich sulam arba'o osor lahatiroi. So the sulam has to be longer; it has to be 4 tefachim longer to allow you to put it a slant, which allow you to comfortably go up the ladder to the top of the wall. Even if the sulam is only 13 and a mashahu. Okay, because it'll only be a tefach if you do it. It'll only be a tefach away from the top of the wall when you lean it like that. In other words, you'll distance the same distance that Shmuel was having in mind, but the sulam is a tefach a mashu less than a tefach shorter. Instead of leaning against the wall, lower down, but it would be within a tefach of the top of the wall, that's not a problem. Even if it's taking that logic, even if it's 11 in a mashahu, so means the gap from the top is less than 11, is less than 3 tefachim. Assuming Shmuel's calculation is right, that you need 14, so when you have 11 in a mashahu, you're going to end up with missing almost 3 tefachim. The answer is love. Rav Huna Reb Shomer, Fila Shiva o mashahu. So he holds that you can say Omer Rav. He holds like Rav. Next line the Mor is going to bring the Shulam Zaku v'smemai. Even if the ladder is straight up and down, it can be memayit. He says that Gemara, I have this as a Masar from Arabay. That's so. Well, you're not on my time. I don't understand exactly why that should be so, but that's what I have him assert that's so. So Rav Huna Yeshua is going that also. He's saying, well, once that's true, that it can be zokuf, so then you can use lava. So if the wall is exactly 10 tefachim high, your sulam is directly against it's flush with the wall, and it's a shiva mashu, you are within 3 tefachim from the top of the wall. So that's good enough. Well, he's out of my time. I'm not sure why the Marabayim said that. Amr Shmuel, so Shmuel said back to Rav. Lo yoda Abba. But unfortunately, that was either that was the title of Kovid that Shmuel used to refer to Rav, or his name actually was Abba. And Rav was just like a title which was given to him, but his name actually was Abba. So, you don't understand why? Time of the Hamusa. We had before the case of the two itzibos, one above the other. That works. So how does that work? Because it's not at a slant. It's just there's something there which allows you to climb up on top of it. So the same thing with the ladder. Okay, Sirashi. Sulam Arba Osar. Five lines down the wide, the medium size width lines of Rashi. Shetzarach Limshach Ragli Sulam Arba O Mina Kaisel Fishena Sulam Zokov Nayak Lalas. It has to be accessible. So if the Sulam is going to be the source, it has to be put in a way which is comfortable to use, Shmuel holds. So he says, how much do you need? You need it should be 4 tefachim away. Tosis is questions Rashi's math. If you have a ladder which is 14 tefachim long, you can even move it 10 tefachim away from the wall and still reach the top of the wall, because the hypotenuse of 10 by 10
is 14. Kolam said Ribu is Zam Shechum Shibi Loch Serna. So 1.4. So if you, this is 10 high, and this is 14, so this could be 10. So Rashi says you move it away 4 Tvachim. Rashi says that you move it away 4 Tvachim. If it's a ladder which is 14 Tvachim tall, you can move it away much more than 4 Tvachim.
What's the idea that even if it's completely vertical against, then it's not useful, though? I mean, Rashi seems to make the point that you can put these on there because you can climb up and do things, but if it's vertical, it's different than the Ishtabar. Isn't it like a flat thing, so that is useful, but how is a vertical ladder useful at all?
I mean, obviously we had before that the ladder has to be kavua there to be able to work, so it has to be something which you can be kaveya, so you can be kaveya directly against it. It's not comfortable, but it's doable, especially if the wall is only 10 tefachim high.
Right.
Yeah. So this is the problem with Rashi's math. Phil, you give him a mashur kishatimshich, but Rashi learns all of them are accepting that original premise of Shmuel. So if I need 14 to get to the top, if I make one which is 13 and mashu, kishatimshich ragu min a kosel arbo'o, lihei roshu nomach min a kosel tefach, when you move it out the same distance that Shmuel was suggesting, it'll land against the wall, a mashu way within a tefach of the top. Given the lohavi tefach less than most, it's not even a tefach away from the top. That's irrelevant. Achadosu mashu she tarchik raglav arba'o yeh roshin namach min akersel pachas mishloisha ukelavet dami. It'll be within the lava to the roof, to the top. Shiva mashu. Shila kirab damer the kamon sulam zakev is mamait. Be zakev lay magia the pachas magim over rasha kaisel. Is within 3 tefachim to the top when it's vertical. Amirav sulam zakev mamait gemora. Shemati miravos, I heard it. But time alo yadana the ein lechlaus. I don't understand why. So Shmuel explained. Shmuel argues, but Shmuel said that they held neither the Habi Yitzba. Shem Chumon is directly one above the other. Daman Rinal Yeldim Ma'itim. So that works, even though it's vertical. So the same thing over here.